Blog Talk Radio.
Hold up. That is not what I said. Play woman.
Her face is a map of the world. Is a map of the world. You can see she's a beautiful girl. She's a beautiful girl.
No. I'm a rebel. Leave me alone.
Oh, but clearly that's not what you needed this morning. This is more of what you needed.
Oh.
Did you just do something? Wait, this is what you needed.
Uh-oh.
Friday, girl.
Come on, dancing. Ah.
Right.
When you see that girl coming back.
Story, which is already has you aggravated. So I needed some heavy drum beats.
I was trying to calm down because this is the morning time.
No,
if I get mad, I have trouble censoring myself.
Well, censor yourself just a little bit, just a tad. Go ahead and say beep when you want to say the word. They'll get the gist. But we got a hold of some juiciness from our frenemies over at Kotaku via Blaster this morning, and this is ladies, y'all go ahead and rally the troops. Let us go and handle this really quickly. But anyway, before we jump into that, good morning.
Morning. Oh, yes, I'm introduced because I got distracted by being angry. All right. It's September 7, 2012. It's daytime. I'm doing the news. Things are all weird. I'm confused because my time schedule is all bleeped up. It's just all messed up because, you know, I'm not used to this. But anyway. I'm Snow White. Corey / Gamingatrix is here.
Somebody is talking to me on some social medium, and I'm sorry, I have no idea where you are at present. Give me a minute to find you. Because I have all of them open. I'm hearing bleeping. Oh, okay. Never mind. It's a play date. They want to play Gears tonight. Look here, people. I don't do Gears. Y'all on your own. How about that?
And there you go. Are we going to turn this music off before you make me angry?
I want you nice and angry. Okay.
I don't want to be angry because I'm telling you, I'm ending up cussing and I don't mean to cuss. Anyway, go ahead with your story. Gosh.
Okay, so let me clear my throat. Oh, my God. This is one of those, where do you start with the wrongness? That is going on. Okay, so again, Blaster found this and sent it to us because he knows he likes to inflame us, especially when he's not on the show to draw our ire, because he'll be the only guy there. We just kind of go off. Okay, so there's a sexual harassment suit being filed. Also, this is from a female writer, Katie Cox, over at Kotaku. And normally, again, we would not give Kotaku love, but we do have a love-hate relationship with them.
Yeah, we do.
We love them, and they love us, and we also hate each other. Anyway, Katie Cox broke this story over at Kotaku. Very good story. A game called Elemental War of Magic. If you've heard of it, it was not a successful game from what she's telling us. She says, in August 2010, the strategy game was full of bugs. It was muddled. It was a messy launch. Even the publisher, Stardock, felt that it was a broken game. This August, 2 years after Elemental's disastrous, she's calling it disastrous debut, Stardock filed a lawsuit against their former employee, Alexandra I'm going to say her name out. I'm going to make an effort to say your name right because we have to. Meseta, did I say it right? They're claiming that the actions that she took immediately before her departure were a major contributing factor to Elemental's failure. However, this is not the first time that Meseta and Stardock CEO Brad Wardell have faced off in court, and the timing of the new lawsuit suggests it could have been more to do with the other court case than it does with the actual game. Meseta was the manager of marketing at Stardock when she left the company abruptly 3 weeks before Elemental was due to ship. Documents obtained by Ms. Kate over at Kotaku show that when she left August 2010, said she was threatening a suit against Wardell for sexual harassment. That suit was filed December 2010, seeking an unspecified amount of damages in excess of $25,000. The company's in Michigan, so Michigan state law, according to Michigan state law, an employee must first file a complaint with the EEOC before he or she can proceed with a lawsuit, and then the EEOC may take up to 180 days to review, blah, 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 blah. Court records from the lawsuit show several troubling messages from Wardell to Massetta, as well as allegations of problematic in-person behavior. The email message included in the records go as far back as March 2008 and include a link to the sexually explicit YouTube video. Uh-huh. A comment that Massetta was chosen to go to a conference not just because you're hot, and a 100-question purity test that he asked her to take and then send him her score. The purity test included questions like, have you ever engaged in group sex? Have you engaged in intercourse with an unconscious person while conscious? And have you ever had anal intercourse? Yeah. Now, to cut to the chase.
Can I read the letters?
go right ahead, Snow. Jump in.
Okay. After all of this, after several other indications, there was one particular situation that was just enough for Massetta. Basically, Wardell touched her hair. And I'm telling you, once he gets to that point, actually, hell, long before that point, this should have been done. She sent him an email, and this is what it said. Brad, I wanted to talk to you about some of the events that happened on our media tour on 5/27/2010 to San Francisco, California. This past week has been an emotional roller coaster for me, and I've struggled about some of the things you said and did at dinner on Wednesday, 5/29/2010. Dinner ended up being extremely awkward, and I really feel that I need to address what happened. As a professional working for you, I would really appreciate it if in the future you would please refrain from the following behaviors. And she has a list. 1. Please never touch my hair or any of my body parts, not even jokingly. 2. Please do not talk about my private life or my boyfriend, future husband in any terms, especially negative terms. 3. Please be careful with your jokes, which are at many times inappropriate, sexist, vulgar, and very embarrassing not only to me but everyone present. 4. Please keep your negative personal opinions of others, including family members and or coworkers, not present at the time of your comments to yourself. I feel at times it puts me in a very uncomfortable position. With the above few behavioral changes, I'm hoping our previously friendly and professional relationship can be reestablished. My goal from day one has been to work for this company 100% and to work together with my peers to build a high-quality, successful company. I would like to continue to work with you in the future and keep striving towards that very goal. However, this was his response. Now, notice it starts out nice. Okay? Hi, Alexandra. Thank you for bringing this up to me, as I certainly do not want you to feel uncomfortable at work. I don't recall item number 1, but I will certainly endeavor to be extra careful. I understand number 2, and I'll be more conscious of this in the future, and this is where it gets good, guys. Number 3, however, is not acceptable to me. I am an inappropriate, sexist, vulgar.
Wait a minute. Let's remind them what number 3 is. Number 3 was, please be careful with your jokes, which are at many times inappropriate, sexist, vulgar, and very embarrassing, not only to me, but everyone present. So tell them what he said again to number 3.
He says, number 3, however, is not acceptable to me. I am an inappropriate, sexist, vulgar, and embarrassing person, and I am not inclined to change my behavior. If this is a problem, you will need to find another job. I want to remind him number 4 is?
Okay, number 4 was, she said, please keep your negative personal opinions of others, including family members and or coworkers, not present at the time of your comments to yourself. I feel at times it puts me in a very uncomfortable position.
And his response? Number 4, again, I am not willing to adapt my behavior to suit others. If, on this capital letters, if you find my behavior problematic, I recommend finding another job. I'm not some manager or coworker of yours. I own the company. It and your job here exists to suit my purposes, not vice versa.
Woo!
The company is not an end unto itself. It is a means to an end, which is to further the objectives of its shareholders, in this case, me. While I certainly agree that your rights as a person, certainly in terms of physical contacts or in terms of comments made toward you regarding your private life, take precedence over my rights as the owner of the business, that is as far as it goes. And this is where it gets stupid. I sincerely apologize for offending you while on our trip. I certainly would never intentionally try to upset you or make you uncomfortable. I will endeavor to avoid doing so in the future. However, I won't change my basic personality to suit anyone, i.e. being an inappropriate, sexist, vulgar, and embarrassing person. Kind regards, Brad.
Now, of course, she took his advice. She got another job. She left Stardock as soon as she could. So on August 3rd, 2010, she quit and began her new role elsewhere shortly after. The Mesetta versus Wardell, meanwhile, has been making a slow progress through the court system for the last year and a half. Discovery, which is the process where they take depositions. If you're not sure what that means, they have you come in, they interview you, they find as much information as they can, they go dig up all the dirt on you, which is what I used to do. I would be the one to find this. It took them approximately 16 months. They should have hired me. After discovering, Wardell's attorneys filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. The motion for summary dismissal, just over 250 pages long, lays out Wardell's case and the allegations. It lays out that the allegations are untrue, and even if they were true, they do not constitute harassment under the law. Okay.
Does he even know what the word harassment means?
He did not respond to messages from Miss Kate over at Kotaku asking him some questions. Wait a minute, let me make sure I read this. He did offer a defense on a message board, said 2:45. That website is 2:45.com after the story was published. And he says, okay, I'm going to respond here since I'm being directly accused of something. The incident that started this happened back in 2010. Myself, Alexandra, and a few others were at a pub while waiting to go to the QT3 dinner that Lloyd Case had set up. While there, Alexandra got teased and got mad. At the time, I didn't realize she was so upset about it, so we went to the QT3 get-together that some may have seen, have been at, and at that, she later emailed me telling me she was mad about the incident, to which I apologized for hurting her feelings, but also insisted that I watch the jokes I tell around the office. To understand the context, we're a relaxed software company, lots of Family Guy jokes, Simpsons references, Robot Chicken references. Yeah, see, that tells me your mindset already. Grow the F up, Brad.
Right.
To which I respond, admittedly, very, very harshly to. Now, you can argue that I was a jerk in how I responded to her, but it does not justify. It does not justify her getting pissed off, quitting without notice, and using her network access to wipe out our marketing assets 3 weeks before the ship of the game, forcing me and a few other key team members to scramble at the last second to deal with it. In addition, I would ask those who are quick to condemn me personally to ask themselves, what impact do you think it would have on your team if a key person quit and wiped out a bunch of stuff and made a bunch of legal threats? Think of the effort it would have to go around the office. You know what? I'm going to stop right there, Brad. No, let me finish. No one has suggested that if she hadn't done this, that Elemental would have been a great game. But there is a huge gulf between having a great game and a total disaster. The ultimate blame for the game's failure lies with me for reasons I've stated countless times. But that doesn't excuse someone from maliciously and intentionally wiping out years' worth of marketing data, assets, etc. And the charge that this is retaliatory is ridiculous and frankly offensive to not just me but virtually everyone here at Stardock, who I can assure you are at least as pissed off as I was about what she did. The only thing that has recently changed is that our case against her got moved to federal court, and we've continued our position of not settling for her frivolous case.
You want to go first or me?
I'm gonna go first. Brad, the problem is that you didn't think about what would happen if she left. If you can agree that you were a jerk and how she responded to you, do you not think you had it coming? Have you seen the Chicago movie, since you like to make all crazy references that don't have to do with anything? I'm going to reference a movie. Have you seen Chicago? You had it coming. Sorry. You had no business speaking to this woman like this. And being the owner of a company does not give you free rein to embarrass or attack your coworkers or any of those things that you think you're supposed to be able to do because you own the company. The guys here at Game & HX, we're all very close. Admittedly, sometimes I give them a hard time, but we actually have that kind of relationship. You don't apparently know your employees well enough to know these are things you don't say. I know there are certain buttons I can't push with snow. I know things that are going to upset her. You know what that makes me? A good boss. I know if I say these things, these are going to piss her off. If I say such and such to Blaster, this is going to piss him off. Ginger, this is going to piss them off or upset them. And that's where you don't go. That's called being a effing boss. I had to censor myself. Quit using this as a smokescreen. It's okay. I'm the owner of the company. If I were you people at Stardock, you all need to start looking for new jobs. You have a sucky boss. He needs to not be in charge of anybody. Go home, watch your porn. That's where you can talk to the women any kind of way. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm angry.
That was very good, by the way.
I'm angry.
Now I'm going to roll in here, and I want to have a nice sit-down talk with him. Okay?
Yes.
Or no.
By the way, before I do that, Ginger's all in the high register on Twitter, by the way. Just Trump needs to calm down, okay? You can't be in. Don't. I know she's yelling at her phone. Don't do it. Just sit down. Calm down. Okay, now go.
Wardell, sit down, honey. We're going to have a little chat, okay? And we're going to have a chat that grown-up people have because obviously you haven't grown up yet. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
First of all, just because you own the most shares does not mean that you can treat everybody like crap. It's like that kid in the playground that has the biggest toy and thinks that gives him the right to bully everybody around. Okay? You are that big kid. And let me tell you what happens to that big kid later in life. All the other kids figure out that if they gang up on him, he's going to be bleeped. And I'm censoring myself. Okay? Number two, she was a complete professional, other than the fact that this should have been done a long time ago. She should have said this to you the very first time she got offended by one of your jokes.
Yep.
The very, 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 very first time. But she took it like a champ because she was trying to keep her job, which she probably knew that you would react like a douche and ruin her reputation in the rest of the gaming company because you can't handle when a female stands up to a man.
That's right.
Okay? And not to mention, where the do you get off thinking that you can treat any woman like this? How would you feel if someone walked up to your mother, your wife, your daughter, your sister, and treated them like this at a job, said this kind of things to them, made them feel like crap, and then was like, oh, well, if you don't like it, you find another job, because I'm not changing it for anyone. I own this place. Can we say spoiled, rotten little? And then you're going to sit there and try to tell us that this suit that you have against her is not retaliatory? That is bullcrap. That is complete and utter bullcrap. Your butt hurt. Your ego is bruised because this woman had the gall to go to a company and put in a complaint about you. So you decide that you're going to blame her for something that happened weeks ago. Years ago and only came to light
now
after you realized it. Are you serious? Are you dumb? Is this what's going on? Because I got to tell you, if I was her, I'd have done a lot more than what she did to you. Because that, my friend, is gonna happen. It's karma. All right,
it's
karma. I'm trying not to, because you know
it's hard on the daytime.
Whoo. What you did was unacceptable, irresponsible, immature, and frankly, it's disgusting. It really is. It is disgusting that anyone, I don't care if you frickin' own Microsoft, I don't care if you are the richest man in the frickin' world, if you treat anybody like this, it is a direct reflection on you as a person. And to me, you are nothing more than the dirt beneath my feet.
Now, there's some other – the comments there, and this is a symptom. This is why – I got to – let me order my thoughts here for a second because this is really infuriating. This very incident and some of the comments that are up on Kotaku is why we're still around, why we still stick here, because females have no voice in the community. And some of you out there, you don't think you're sexist in the way that you think. Let me share with you a comment. One of the guys on Kotaku says, guys, let me break it down for you like this so you'll never have a problem with sexual harassment. If you are an attractive, muscular male with no more than 6% body fat, feel free to do whatever you want. I'm kind of paraphrasing, aside from jump on your coworkers, as long as they aren't lesbians, they won't say a damn thing negative about it. You, let me just call your name out, Cash907 Censored, sweetheart. I don't care if it was Brad Pitt. As much as I love Keanu Reeves, if it is unwanted attention, it is unwanted attention. I am at work. It seems to me like some of you men out there have the problem of understanding this is work behavior and this is outside of work behavior. If I have invited you to my home and we are smooching on the couch, yes, then you are perfectly inclined to give me some attention or do something because I've invited you to my home. That's why we're there, honestly. If I am at work, I am at work. I don't want you to say stuff like in the deposition, it said he said something like he sent her to a media tour because her nipples look better on TV. And she's not the only one that, when they deposed some witnesses, that said he's referred to several female employees are mentioning their breasts and breast size. So this is clearly sexual harassment. Clearly this man has a problem. He just happens to be in a position of sort of power. But I'm here to tell you, Brad, we're going to have to get you out of that seat. You don't belong there. You don't deserve the right. You don't hear Bill Gates. You don't hear anybody filing sexual lawsuits against Bill Gates for asking their nipple size, because even if he may think it, Bill's smart enough to keep his effing mouth shut. Mm-hmm. Same with Steve Jobs. This is why these men are great. I don't know what they do in their private lives, and that's the way it should be. You need to learn the difference between when I'm at work and I'm at home. You don't say this to your female employees at work, especially when you don't know them on that level. If you and her had some type of relationship, you all were dating, I'm not saying it was right to say it then, but you could have pulled her in private. She's your girlfriend. Of course you may say some things at work, maybe. And it's, again, it's not for everybody's ears. But you are her employer, and I don't care if you own the company. It's called professional behavior. And the fact that you are talking about, you referring to robot chicken and all this as a reason why you speak this way tells me, again, you are stupid. You don't, mm-hmm. Who cares what you watch at home, what kind of jokes you make? Learn how to be a professional. This is what you do when you're a professional. And those of you who think, you little boys that are posting up on the Kotaku boards that think, oh, it's fine, if I look good, she wouldn't say this. Yes, we would. Unwanted attention is unwanted attention. I don't care how you look. End of discussion. There have been some men that have passed through the halls of Gamenatrix that are great, good-looking guys, and some that aren't. And I will tell you, I fired a guy from working for us, and he was a good-looking guy for the very same thing. This, of course, was before the Snow and Ginger circa era, but we had a couple of girls here who didn't want to say anything to me because they were afraid, you know, what would happen. And then when he said something out of pocket to me, and I'm the boss, he got fired. He didn't get to go to E3. I pulled his pass and everything else. Because this is called work. These are things you don't say at work. I don't care what you think. I don't care if you think this girl is the hottest girl on the planet, other than asking her out for coffee, and you better make sure you do it in the elevator so I don't hear, then you don't need to bring it to work. You keep it friendly. You keep it nice. This is a problem with a lot of you now that are getting into the workplace. Do not understand this. I'm going to repeat it again. Work is work. Home is home. Do not speak to people this way at work, especially women. Miss Alexandra, apparently next time you need to go more male on him, and when the next person that says this to you, and just punch him in the mouth, because maybe that's the only thing he understands. You didn't get violent. You handled it like a lady, but maybe he don't understand, lady. Maybe he needs to be punched in the mouth.
Let me bring up another disturbing side of this. Okay. He's claiming in this response to the allegations of this being a retaliatory suit, he's claiming that there are other people at the company that are pissed off about what she did, and he's also claiming that the environment – where was it? Oh, and he says, to understand the context, we're a relaxed software company, lots of Family Guy jokes, Simpsons references, Robot Chicken references, etc. That is disturbing to me, and let me tell you why. Because this means that particular company has no respect for females at all.
Yeah.
Be it gamers, be it developers, be it programmers, whatever. They have no respect for females at all. If you think that being a, quote, relaxed software company means that you can get away with saying shit like stuff like that, I'm sorry, say stuff like that to females, okay? That is not acceptable. It is not acceptable. I don't care. And like Corey said, you could be freaking Vin Diesel. I'm not even kidding.
No.
If I'm at work and you're Vin Diesel and you come up, start saying crap to me that I don't appreciate, I'm going to look at you like, have you just lost your mind?
I'm going to be all over Extra and People Magazine as the
right?
woman slapped the hell out of Vin Diesel because he was saying some inappropriate stuff.
That's just, it's not cool. I don't care. Now, if I was alone with Vin Diesel somewhere, I'd be like, hey, baby, how you doing?
And that's the difference. When I'm at work, I'm at work. And that's what the line here is that a lot of people are not understanding. And I'm going to go on to say it's some of you younger ones. I'm probably going to say this guy, he's got to be in his mid to late 20s. And not to disrespect any of you, not all you guys in that age group are this way, but some, we have a whole group of people, including who was the douchebag who said some crazy stuff to Child's Play a couple of months ago that we had a whole scandal about. You don't understand that you're at work. You don't need to flex your muscles and tell people I'm running things and I'm this, I'm that. And no, you're at work. You do have to be humble. You do have to respect the people that work for you because they don't have to. At any point in time, anybody can walk out and do exactly what she did. And I have done that, I will tell you. I had a boss that did this kind of the same along the same lines, and I wiped his hard drive when I left because I set it up. I set up his internet, his whole office. Yeah, I went through and wiped his hard drive. Well, since I'm fired, you don't need me. I'm going to take everything I did with me. Bam, it's gone. And another person made this very same comment on the board that says she's wondering, not dot yet, says she's wondering how the marketing materials got deleted, because many IT departments do have a policy to wipe a computer as soon as a person leaves for the for company legal reasons, as well as needing the hardware elsewhere. So unless she kept it on her personal machine, which was, again, stupid of you, that's what you get for watching Family Guy all the time and thinking it's how you run a company, then that's how she got it. And she had every – why would she stop and go through her – you know, why would she have to go through her stuff and make sure she doesn't need to delete it? You're supposed to get rid of your work stuff when
you
go, right?
Here's the thing. She brought concrete evidence of what he did courts. He has yet to show any concrete evidence that she did this maliciously. It may have been something that happened that was a direct result of her leaving, but it does not mean that she did it maliciously.
They can't even prove she did it.
I know. So you're bringing a suit up that has no concrete evidence, and you're trying to say that this is not retaliatory for a suit that she brought up with actual concrete paper trails, emails from you to her.
That's right.
And you even admitted this in your little comment on this board. Yes, I reacted harshly. Yes, you know, this is – but we're a relaxed atmosphere. This is, you know, ha-ha. This is just har-har-har. This is just us joking around. Dude, you have got to be the stupidest man. I swear, you know, I don't – do you have anything good going for you? I honestly think you are definitely compensating for a few things. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Any man who acts like that, who treats women like that, is compensating for something.
Well, all I got to say to him is bye-bye. I would say it was nice knowing you, but it really isn't. So I suggest you start telling your people to look for a new job.
Yes.
Nobody's going to want to work with you. Even men who may think the same as you are smart enough now to shut their effing mouths and say, you know what, I probably should be quiet. And ladies, I urge you all to stick together. If you got a boss like this, get your other girls together. You all, you know, say, hey, has he been doing this to you? I would get up in the middle of a meeting and walk out with clients there. That's how you hurt people. Do some corporate espionage. That's the way they used to do it in the old days. Wait until they got a really big client there and then stand up and say, I'm sorry, we can no longer take part in this meeting. Our boss is a sexist pig. Holla at you, and we're out. And go. And that's how you hit them in the pockets, because apparently this one doesn't understand that. But now that you're about to be hit in the pockets, because nobody's going to touch you with a 10-foot pole, mm-mm, and even your response wasn't apologetic, really, yeah, bye. Anyway, we've been on this for about 30 minutes, and probably we'll go to it again next Thursday.
Oh, I'm so angry now. God.
Anyway, thank you to Ms. Kate over at Kotaku for this love story, and Blaster for pointing it out. Kate Cox. Very good story. And we will keep an eye on it as well, let you know of any updates. Talk to you. Okay, we got to move on.
More angry.
I know you got more angry. Okay, one more hit, then we got to move on.
No, not on this. I'm moving away from that because I cannot put together a coherent sentence. Because between me being so angry and me having to censor myself, it's
breathe.
Not coherent. Okay, here we go. Moving on. All right, an Eidos Montreal employee gets sacked for Facebook hate speech.
Oh, come on. See, this is what I'm talking about. What's wrong with you people? Do you not understand the meaning of the word professionalism? There's things.
No, they really don't. Here we go. This is off game politics, and I'm reading it verbatim, so if it sounds weird, that's why. If you're a video game tester and you act like a dumb bleep, allegedly, you'll probably get fired. Just ask 20-something Blake Marsh, who decided to try a little political comedy with a dash of misogyny and hate on his Facebook page.
Ooh, misogyny, nice.
It's too bad for Marsh that his bosses at Eidos Montreal weren't laughing when they found out. Following a failed assassination attempt by suspect Richard Bain on the newly elected Quebec Premier designate Pauline Moreau, that saw one person killed and another severely injured, Marsh decided to make light of the crime. You just can't find good assassins these days, he wrote on Facebook, later adding, I give this bleep a month before someone with better aims comes forth and does what must be done.
Oh,
Eidos Montreal general manager Stéphane D'Astos was disturbed by the public post from an employee. He consulted with the company's legal team and then unceremoniously fired him. The company said that it has zero tolerance policy when it comes to threats and intimidation. While Marsh has been sacked at IDOS Montreal, police have not charged him with a crime. There's some debate as to whether speaking your mind, however horrible that violent produces, is a fireable offense. As for the shooter, he has been arrested and faces 16 charges related to the assassination attempt. Okay, first of all, good job, IDOS. Very good. I love that. That's awesome. That needs to be done. Second of all, yes, it is a fireable offense because he represents his company. And his company doesn't want anything to do with anybody that alienates any part of the gaming community. And frankly, what he posted was disgustingly, disturbingly sick. A person died in that assassination attempt. And you're making light of this? Is this really what gamers and people working in gaming companies have reduced themselves to? You not only have misogyny going on, talking about somebody getting killed, but you also have somebody like Brad. I had to be I can't help it. Over Brad, who is just a douche, and I'm trying so hard not to cuss. My hands are balled in the fists.
I'm going to say that is so Wardell of him that we're going to go ahead and give him his own meme.
Oh, there is our new meme, and that is so Wardell.
Speaking of people that are very so much are so Wardell, G4. Okay, so news on the virtual streets is that, or actually according to Variety magazine, G4 is looking to rebrand itself. And they want to take on a more sophisticated approach to programming and presentation. The pop culture channel specializes right now, not really, in video games and tech content. But after the appointment of former NBC marketing chief Adam Stotsky this year, who also is very Wardell apparently, a series of internal promotions have reorganized the team in a bid to capture a more mature male market. According to the report, the rebrand will debut early next year, but the channel will only focus on video game and technology, helping to distinguish itself from its rivals such as Spike and Velocity. Those are male channels. How are you going to differentiate yourself by making it more male again? Really, G4?
Good job there. Good job there.
Apparently he needs to hear something. Do you think he needs to hear it, Snow?
Yes, please. I'm irritated.
He needs to hear the theme song, apparently.
Yes.
Let me give it to him real quick.
Please do.
Okay. Anyway, we have a whole lot of estrogen on the air this morning. Is an overflow of estrogen. We like to get y'all, our girls riled up every once in a while. And our guys, too. Jay on Twitter is not happy. He says, this Wardell chump is the dumbest beep walk in the earth. How much of a douchebag can you possibly be? Apparently not big enough, Jay. Apparently not big enough. Somebody, Ginger, come out of the high register. I hear her voice in my head. Someone pour bleach in his gene pool. Okay, that was.
I'm telling you, I'm still like, I'm so mad. Have you ever been so mad like goosebumps just popped up all over you?
Yeah. I'm mad
right now, and I can't even go off like I normally do because it's the daytime.
G4, not good. Oh, and that's a short one. I did want to mention this because this comes from Quaisha Thornton, who I am now rebranding Q, and I told her that name is reserved for only the coolest of people like Queen Latifah and Quentin Tarantino. So you're now Q. When you hear me say Q, it came from her. She sent over a website called the Ciders Dev Lounge. So some of you who are amateur devs or indie devs, this is a good place for you to go and network. It's a little bit of a mess, but so is our site. But looks like they're getting their footing. This is, again, for you developers, gamers, and professionals. You go sign up, start networking if you're looking to get into the gaming industry. They got some really good articles up, how to break into the industry, a game career guide, all kinds of good stuff there. So go sign up and tell Q that we sent you. If you want to get your gaming on, she got lots of little cool stuff up over there. You get some badges and stuff for signing up and all kinds of cool stuff. Whew, man, this is an interesting morning. Ginger is mad.
We're gonna talk about this.
Wait a minute, Horace says G4, a channel that had so much potential, but just seemed to let it get away. Yeah, G4. I remember a time that I never moved my TV from G4 is how awesome it was. They understood the very core of being a gamer, which was sometimes we just like geeky, stupid stuff that doesn't make any sense to anybody but us. And that's how they started out. And I like the dash of the Tech TV, and I even like X-Play. I like the other shows they had. And once they merged them, some idiot, and now we have a new idiot in charge, decided that they wanted to pull this stuff. We want to go sophisticated. I hate to tell you this. Most of the time, most gamers are not that kind of sophisticated. And we're certainly not all male. Adam, not going to work. You might as well go ahead and take it off the air. Really. And even most guys don't like watching Spike TV.
You know, actually, I've noticed that. Most of my guy friends that I, most of them, because there are some that are just 12. Mm-hmm. Well, not really, but they act like they're 12. So most of my guy friends look at Spike TV like just some big, stupid fraternity joke.
Yeah. And that's because I don't even know who's in charge. I like to think when I'm looking at these TV stations, G4 included, because I see that some of these guys, we're the geeks and the nerds, and don't realize that we're not in that, you know, we're not in that anymore. We don't have to be in the closet, and we don't have to, as I said earlier, flex and prove, hey, you know, we're the geeks and we inherited the earth, and I'm going to have this cool channel, and, you know, I want all the babes because that's what I wanted when I was in high school. You know, no, we are a little bit different. You're not in the closet. You have a whole community that's like the size of the planet. Mm-hmm. that likes the same things that you like. We don't need the babes and the what was I watching their video game award show the 1 year that I did watch it, and it was, you know, half naked women dancing on the tables. And you can even see, like, even EA, who's the devil, was embarrassed by this. They were embarrassed watching, you know, the girls dance around naked because it's an award show. We came here because we thought we were being honored for our achievements. And believe me, games are an achievement. To get one done and it be not buggy and it be beautiful and the gamers love it, the story, they want to play it over and over, is an achievement that developers should be awarded for. And they don't need to be rewarded by having naked women dance on the table.
Honestly, yeah, maybe later. If that's really, really, really what you want, again, business and personal.
Yeah.
There's a line. There's a very, very distinct line between professionalism and just douchebaggery.
Yeah.
And you don't want to pull a Wardell, okay?
So, and ladies, again, as always, we urge you to stand up and say something. I have had to do this. It's a hard thing to do because it goes against our nature as women. But the person I actually had to get into it with, I want to say it was Blizzard. No, it was Funcom. At a PAX 1 year, one of the guys there did not want to talk to me because I was a woman, and he was sitting on a bar stool. If danger's around, she will tell you I did this because she was like, her mouth dropped open. You know how you sit on the bar stool with your legs kind of open? I got right between his legs and then got, you know, I moved so he would have to look at me. Like, we're like close, like we're dating close. And I, excuse me, I am talking to you. I want some of what you gave the guys. You gave them keys. I want keys. Those are the ones that got stolen, by the way. But I want the keys. And they just, what is going on there? I can't believe you did that. I said, we have to. As women, you're going to have to stand up. You have to realize the world that you're in. Until we get more companies like Her Interactive, we get more women, like, I'm going to bring up my favorite, Clarissa Mary Penn. You're going to have to step up. You're going to have to draw on the estrogen, but the testosterone within you and get in people's faces because they don't understand it otherwise. Anyway. I'm so angry.
I am too. I'm telling you. And I'm so angry right now. I'm very calm. And that's when you know I am.
Oh, hurricane snow.
Yeah, it is the eye of the storm right now, but it's about to get ugly. Okay.
Is it my turn? My turn again?
You just went off like 3 times in a row. It's my turn.
I did.
Yes. I let you go because you were mad.
Gotta get it out.
I was like, put your thing down, girl. All right, my turn. Okay, the Entertainment Consumers Association, Hal Halpin, is talking about the decline of the gaming population.
Yes, Hal, right.
Yesterday, NPD released a report that said that in the last year, the number of gamers had declined by about 5%. The research firm's report, Gamer Segmentation 2012, The New Faces of Gamers, found that 211.5 million people in the U.S. played games, about 12 million fewer than were counted in 2011. While many accept the numbers, not everyone agrees with them. If you look at the data holistically, across all platforms and devices, I think it's hard to believe that the number of people gaming is doing anything but dramatically increasing. I agree. Hal Halpin said this, president of the Entertainment Consumers Association, he told NBC. The NPD report divides players into six categories: core gamers, mobile gamers, digital gamers, light PC gamers, avid PC gamers, and family and kid gamers. Of those categories, only two remained steady and didn't suffer declines. Mobile gamers and digital gamers saw increases of 9% and 4% respectively. Mobile gamers were up 22% of the gamer population, while digital gamers were up 16%. He went on to say that while he respects the research MPD does for the industry, he wonders if their methodology might be flawed.
Methodology.
Thank you. Can't say it. It's like cinnamon. I just never know when to stop. While I have a lot of respect for the MPD group and the research that they do there, whatever Corey said can be flawed when looking at gamers and gaming in its totality. Years ago, I was fairly regularly asked by the media who is a gamer, and I think that question has been answered by the obvious. It's now easier to ask who isn't. I agree. I think gaming is becoming more widespread. I don't think it's declining, because, you know, everyone I know plays games in some way, shape, or form. Everyone.
Well, you know, I agree that there's a decline because some of the games are sucking now. I don't think and this is not from our older developers that have been around a while. Obviously, they know how to put out a good game. We call EA the devil. I say this all the time. Mostly when I say I'm referring to the devil, I'm referring to the Wardells there at EA.
Mm-hmm.
But they make good games. No joke. And you hear me saying it. The devil makes good games. Madden, for the most part, is a good game except for that glitch. You know, The Sims, Call of Duty. All these are very good games. The newer ones that are coming on the scene, we didn't actually get to talk about this last night. We meant to. They're dumbing down the games too much. I don't want to play them.
Yes, they are.
It's really just horrible. So if people are stopping playing games, it's because they're not keeping the interest there. Hearthfire, really, Bethesda? You all do way better work than that. Come on now. Oblivion was epic. So is Skyrim all by itself. But the DLC that you just gave us, no. People over that made Fable, no. I didn't, you know, I played, I haven't picked up the Fable again since I got it. Usually, like the other Fable, I played it through at least three times. I mean, through from beginning to end three times. GTA, beginning to end, two or three times. Bully, another one, I played through three times. I didn't even get to finish it, and I still wanted to start it over because I wanted to see what was going to change. You know, these are good games, but we have fewer developers that make really good games. Most of them are just, ugh, you know, why would I want to play? Anyway, okay, we've been mentioning Ouya and how we are concerned that it might be a scam. We also told you last night, we were talking about Kickstarter basically saying we don't have anything to do with it. If they don't do what they said they were going to do with the money that you pledged, then whatever. So we're still going on with this Ouya thing, hoping that it's real. GameStop is saying that they might be the ones to stock it. Game CEO Paul Raines has expressed an interest in stocking the open-source gaming device Ouya, according to GI.biz. He says, we will be a part of any console launch in the future. This is what he told Joystick. Hi, guys. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. As they discuss the game coming product. Y'all know I think my conscious dream is just crazy. He says, we think Ouya is cool. We love the idea of an open-source console. Everything we've read is great. The Ouya was announced, now it's being called the Ouya, was announced last month and will run Android operating system, and developers and publishers like Rob Bowling's Robotoki, Square Enix, and Namco Bandai have all committed to publishing games on the device. That's something Rain seems well aware of. He said there will be games developed for that stuff, so you're going to see more of these open source type products, and we'll be
Woo, wow.
This week, Rains also revealed his expectations for next-gen console releases, with the Wii U releasing at Christmas, one console arriving 2013 and another 2014. I don't know what I think about that, them waiting so long. So we got to wait almost another 2 years before we get new consoles from Xbox and PlayStation.
I got something cool after this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, are you – I will probably get a Wii at Christmas, and Baby Natrix and I will stand and camp out because she has expressed that she wants to camp out to wait for something. She couldn't go the last time the Wii came out because she was like two or three, and it was cold. So this time she says she wants to go. So if it falls on a weekend, probably we'll be out and we'll be tweeting, and y'all send police if somebody grabs us. Of course, Baby Natrix may hurt them.
Yeah.
She's a dangerous little chick, just so y'all know. That's a dangerous girl. I'm not joking. Last night after we got done doing the show, I snuck up on her in the garage. Oh my God, I almost caught a broom handle to the face, for real. She is not playing around. But anyway, it was so quick and fluid. I didn't even know she was going to grab it. I mean, I saw the broom sitting there to the side, and as soon as I went rah, you know, she just like grabbed it. It was like slow-mo, you know, and I was like, oh, you know, trying to duck. It was funny. Not so funny if she had actually hit me, because I think she would have took me out. Anyway, yeah, we'll probably be out, but I'm not excited. I'm not happy that they're waiting so long, and I do think they're waiting to see what the Wii U is going to do, and I think they're going to adjust their console to try to keep up with Wii instead of doing something innovative. Xbox, where is your handheld? And don't tell me it's that tablet. That's something else. I need you to make me a handheld Xbox. I need a mini box or a porta box or something. Come up with a name and give it to me. I'll buy it. I'm telling you, I'll buy it. I will. Okay, Ghost, no, I'm sorry. I got off on a tangent.
You good?
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm having an angry day. I'm peppy. I'm a peppy angry.
You try to make me angry.
Mine is 5-hour energy. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Mine, I woke up right before the show, so my anger hasn't really set in yet. I'm just calm. I'm very calm. But later in the day, I think I might have to go work out, because this is, I'm going to have to burn off some of this anger. All right. So it's kind of good news from Sony Online Entertainment. Sony Online Entertainment has announced Player Studio, which is a new program for its EverQuest MMOs that lets players create in-game items that can be sold on the marketplace of their favorite online game. That's kind of cool. The company also announced two new expansions, EverQuest Reign of Fear. Yes, you heard me. EverQuest 1, Reign of Fear. And EverQuest 2, Chains of Eternity. Oh, now I want to play EverQuest 2. Anyway, SOE's new Player Studio gives players a sample geometry for actual in-game objects, which they can turn into stuff that can be sold using third-party art tools. Players can learn how to develop, design, and personalize items of their own, name and create descriptions for their items, and submit it to SOE for review and possible inclusion on the SOE marketplace. If SOE selects the item, SOE will share 40% of the net amount it receives from the sale of these items with its creator. For the first time in SOE history, players will be able to build and sell their own items, truly creating a unique, customizable online marketplace within our games. John Spedley said this, who is the president of SOE. At SOE, we believe everyone is a gamer at heart, and our goal with Player Studio is to provide a platform in which our players can further explore their inner gamer while showcasing their passion for the games they love. We are looking forward to seeing our players' creativity come to life in an entirely new way. That is awesome. You know what? That is super cool. I was wondering when an MMO would actually do this. I knew that it would be hard to implement.
What are they implementing?
Did you not listen?
I did, but I'm having a blank spot in my brain. It just went. It came in. It went right out.
Basically, it's, you know, in Second Life, we can make stuff and sell it.
Oh yes, okay.
That's what's going to happen in EverQuest and EverQuest 2. But they have to actually, the players submit the items, and then SOE puts the items in game. That'll keep things from like penis shaped swords happening. You know what I mean?
Well, they're borrowing from remember the game There, which was like Second Life, same thing.
Yeah.
They did that because they didn't want anybody injecting any viruses or anything. But again, if you have your code set up right, you know how SL has its own code, then you can't really – well, you can virus it. We all know you can, but you know what I'm saying. But what if they don't like what you put up? And, oh, God, that's going to be hard to implement, though. Whose job is it going to be to sit and go through all this stuff?
They're going to have a team probably, but you have to understand EverQuest is really, really good about actually the people at EverQuest are really good about having personal relationships with their gamers. Like, they actually listen to their gamers, which is amazing to me.
I'm still not back with the EverQuest. Okay, who is Ginger? Is that you on the GGR page? That is Ginger, I think. Yes, it is. My God. Snow, do something with your friend.
Yeah, girl, I'm going to let her go.
She is angry, all up in the high register in text. How are you in the high register in text?
I can hear.
Wait a minute, it starts off this way. Oh, hell no.
Not me. There's a stream of obscenity that you can barely understand.
Son of a okay, another console-focused game, whatever you want to call it, I don't know. It's something called WikiPad. It's on sale now at GameStop if you want to buy it. It is $499. For the life of me, I can't figure out why you would buy it, but oof, wow. The WikiPad, which is Android tablet with a detachable gaming controller, is at retailer GameStop today. Frazier Townley, who's the president of sales for WikiPad Inc., said that GameStop is the retail destination, was the retail destination when it comes to video games. For those that purchase or pre-order a WikiPad at GameStop, their tablet will have access to valuable extras, including exclusive free full-length game titles. The WikiPad is a 10.1 tablet running Android 4.1 Jelly Bean. I'm tired of y'all with the names. Really, Android, stop.
Jelly Bean.
Jelly Bean, ice cream sandwich, raspberry pie. What is with you guys in the food? Anyway.
Don't forget peanut butter cup.
That's going to be next. it also comes with a Tegra 3 processor and a 1280 by 800 screen. The tablet will be just 8.6 millimeters thick and weigh 560 grams. You all know we're Americans and we don't know what that gram business means. Storage has not yet been announced. There will be at least 16 gigabytes, which will be expandable through a micro SD slot. The wraparound detachable controller features analog joysticks and a full array of buttons. It is hideous, I want to tell you that. You better be good because you don't look cute. GameStop's WikiPad pre-order campaign will begin in store. So actually, it's not out. You can pre-order now. Begins on September 7th, which is today. Pre-ordered WikiPads will come with value-added extras, including full. Didn't y'all just tell me that? Why would y'all send a talk to y'all's PR people. Okay, so the tablet will begin selling in October and will include games delivered by PlayStation Mobile, NVIDIA's Tegra Zone, and Google Play, as well as some platforms yet to be announced, which means there will be a bunch of Facebook ports. No. WikiPad's pricing is in the range of current iPad pricing, but Amazon's announcement of several new Kindle Fires as of today, or as we told you last night about Paperwhite, and their low price points may be upsetting everyone's price calculations for the fall. On another note, when we were talking about the Paperwhite last night, I was wondering what was the big deal. Here's what's the big deal about Paperwhite is that the battery life is supposed to last you something like 18 weeks or something like that.
What?
On one charge. I could
How
be misquoting the time.
Because
it don't do anything but read books, that's why. If it was a game, if it had some games on it, we're talking games like, you know, some EverQuest, a little GTA on it, it would not last 18 weeks. I can tell you that much. You people at Amazon are out of your minds. Can you give me a battery life like that and it be a gaming machine? What is
Dude,
you know how?
If they could do that, I would never stop gaming.
All the time. Every time you saw me, I'm going out to check the mail. I got a console in my hand.
Right?
Is it going to grow? I'm going to grow scales. It's going to grow all around the console because it would never leave my hand in the shower.
Said, Snow, it's time to eat. Just IV me. Put it in my.
Hold on, my. Look. Get the vein right there. That vein right there. Right there. That
be like, I'm not even letting go of the console. I'm just like twisting my arm so they can get it in while I'm still playing.
You put it in my hand. That's the one that hurts. Go ahead. Put it in there. I'm not going to feel it. Go ahead. Got to kill this orc. Got to kill him.
Orc be getting on my nerve. Orc must die. All right, let me do one.
Okay.
This is not a mad one. Whew, okay. Breathe. All right. Last week, the creators of a Skyrim mod inspired by the Lord of the Rings called Middle Earth Role Playing Project, or MERP. 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 I love that. That's funny. Found itself staring down the barrel of a cease and desist letter from Warner Brothers. In an attempt to save the mod, the team behind MERP set up a petition urging fans and followers to convince Warner Brothers to rescind the order and make an exception for what they think could be a most exceptional mod. This is an excerpt from the petition. The MERP is a Lord of the Rings total conversion for the Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim, made non-for-profit by volunteers in their spare time. We, the undersigned, call upon Warner Brothers Entertainment to lift the cease and desist from MERP and allow the developers to continue as they were with no hindrance. Until the above solution is reached, the undersigned promise to boycott and refrain from purchasing any Lord of the Rings branded products that Warner Brothers publish or support. Really, Warner Brothers? Really? Really?
All righty then, Warner Brothers.
First of all, the Lord of the Rings was not your idea.
They think it is.
I know. It was not your idea, okay? That was done long time ago by an author. You might know him. Tolkien. I'm just saying. It wasn't your idea in the first place. So get your head out your butt and let them make the MERP, because the MERP is awesome.
All right. We all have been complaining about Firefox, you know, and I broke up with Firefox a few months ago. However, something was going on. I'm sorry I didn't talk to you about it, baby. apparently, Firefox is building an army of apps. Yeah. They have a new Firefox operating system. I'm not going to go into much detail, but they said the interface is very pretty. They are also doing some things on Apple and Android. They said on the very basic level, it's supposed to be Linux. Linux has Linux kernel. It's very, very pretty. I may go and check you guys out over the weekend. So, nice. Is that what was going on with you? You should have just talked to me. We didn't have to break up. But you better be good. Also, I'm doing some quick tidbits because we're about to have to go. You people that have WordPress and that are all excited about the new live blogging plugin, do not download it. Don't do it. It's got a bug. Don't do it. It's supposed to allow you to post small sequential updates, like a live blog, which I was looking at this plugin. It's actually been beta for a while because some of this WordPress stuff works with our site. But it's got a bug. Of course, some people are saying when they open – actually, our people over at VentureBeat said they open a live blog post in the traditional WordPress editing interface and set it to feature an image and it saved, but then all the posts disappeared. There was no warning, no error message. So apparently the plugin was developed to work on a specific version of WordPress, which is 3.5. The next version of WordPress, 3.5, is supposed to handle comments differently than the most up-to-date version of WordPress currently available via the software's automatic update. They're saying that there is a fix coming shortly, according to Yuri Victor over there at the WordPress people. There's another bug also discovered which results in readers not even seeing the live blogs. That also seems to be traced to the fact that developers were building and testing on a beta version of WordPress and published that version instead. So those of you who are waiting or were all excited about that, do not install it. Your stuff is going to disappear. Don't say we didn't warn you. Do it. That's right. Turn that up. It's time for us to go.
All right, guys, tune in on Monday for news. I probably won't be here. I'll be sleeping. Ginger should be back, and then Tuesday we have Pixanista. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't, because that's how we roll.
Rare!
Oh, shit.
Girl, crank that back up.
I didn't turn it down.
Yeah, and even right. There you go.
Oh, wow! Yeah.
think we got pulled off the air.
For what?
Because we's girls.
They pulled a Wardell.
They pulled